Well, hello and welcome to the Anne and Phelim Scoop. Just Phelim today for the scoop. Anne is currently travelling. I have recovered from COVID. What is wrong with you, Top Cat? Where are you going? You coming over here? Will you? Okay, Top Cat, I know you want to be on the camera. Look, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's Top Cat saying hello. The frightened look. I'm going to dispose of you, Top Cat. Okay, that's enough animal interruptions. What's on the show today? If you lived here, you could just do a podcast, the whole podcast on crazy California stories. I mean, it's supposed to be a section on this podcast, but it's unbelievable. Here's just to let you know what's on the show. We've got a great interview with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who is 90 years old. What a career that man has had. What a life that man has had. And he's ready for the next chapter. He's running for office at 90 after he celebrates his birthday. And we're going to have a chat with him and talk about what he's done and what he's going to do. And what who he thinks is going to win the 2024 election. You'll probably not be surprised about his answer. So, what else is on the show? Yeah, crazy California. What do you think is appropriate for someone who deliberately drives a car at a woman and a child in a stroller and hitting the said woman and hitting the said child? Basically, trying to kill a woman and a child in a stroller. What do you think the appropriate sentence for that should be in a stolen car? Well, you know, I know what you probably think it is, but you haven't lived in California, in Los Angeles. So what do you think the progressive thing to do is when you have a congested freeway and that congestion is apparently causing illness in people living beside it? Do you think you should widen that freeway and make it more more of a freeway? That would be the obvious thing, but it's not the progressive way. Let's hear what they say. And how much do you think a Los Angeles lifeguard should be paid? I think you'll be surprised at the answer. So let's talk about the show. I want to show you a video now. Have a look at this video.
Now to a mother outraged tonight that a driver who rammed into her and her baby in Venice last year saw no prison time. KCAL9 senior reporter Ross Palumbo is following the story. He joins us live with details. Ross?
Well, Juan, that mother is furious tonight, blasting DA George Gascon because of the light sentence. She says she now feels like a victim again. The DA's office is standing by that decision, though, saying it was made based around the facts and on the law. Now, take a look at this security camera catching the stunning crash last year. In August, the driver struck a mother and hit her baby carriage, then just drove off. The driver was 16 at the time and has been sentenced now to a youth camp for 5 to 7 months. In a new victim impact statement, the mother says she thought her 8-month-old child was killed at first.
Yep, have a good look at that, but let's show it again.
Happened earlier this month at Speedway and Galleon Street in Venice. You see the woman pushing a stroller, then a car drives straight into them, while sending them both flying into the air.
That driver is driving a stolen vehicle at a mother and child, and the child is in a stroller. We have a liberal DA, a district attorney here in Los Angeles who doesn't believe in sending people to prison. So how much did that person get, that 16-year-old driver who already has a criminal record and has already been involved in assault incidents? He got 5 months in a juvenile probation camp, not a prison, not a juvenile detention place, but a juvenile probation camp. And George Gascon, our DA here in LA, said that was an appropriate sentence. That incident, by the way, happened in Venice, California. It happened on a street that I used to walk every day. So that street is Speedway. And we live down by the Marina Peninsula. You'd leave our street, you go down, the first street you hit is Speedway, and then the next street you hit is the beach. Anne used to love walking on the beach. Funny, I think it's because I'm from Northern Ireland. I preferred Speedway very often. As I said to Anne, all human life is there. And boy, it was Speedway in Marina Del Rey. All human life was there. But, you know, sometimes there's good and bad with that human life. And, you know, the woman who was, luckily neither the woman nor the child were seriously injured. She is called Rachel. All she's wanted to be known as is Rachel. And she's given interviews now, and she says she thought, and this is a quote, "I thought those were the last moments of our lives. I thought we were dead. That feeling, along with the memory of the car accelerating directly into us, will haunt me forever." She said, "As the car approached me and my child, I stopped walking and moved the stroller, and you can see it there, and moved myself up against the building to ensure that the reckless driver was giving plenty of room to pass. But as the car got close to us, he turned the wheels in their direction and accelerated and aimed to kill them. This is a guy who seems to want to kill, seems to want to hurt, wants to hurt the maim. 5 months in a probation camp. And Gascon tried to, that part of the world is actually under the jurisdiction of the Sheriff's Department, not the LAPD. And Gascon tried to say the Sheriff's Department was okay with the sentence. They have since said they're not. This is where we live. I park on the street and forget to put money in a meter. I get a parking ticket. You park an RV in the street and say it's your home and you can live there and defecate there for months and not get a ticket. So they everything's criminalized in this state, in this city, except crime. So what else? The LA Metro Board, that's the Los Angeles Transportation Board. They had plans and had spent almost $100 million planning a widening of a 19-mile stretch of the 710 freeway from East Los Angeles to Long Beach. Now, that is the part of the freeway that's always jammed up because of the trucks coming and going to Long Beach. And, you know, the trucks are literally sitting there idling. And, you know, to quote many concerned citizens here, pumping carcinogens and pumping particulate matter into the air. And so they had planned to widen it so these trucks would not be sitting there. They'd be flying right through and therefore not causing as much illness to the people living nearby. And as progressives are very fond of pointing out, a lot of the people who live around there are minorities, people of color. So what did the progressives decide then was much more important, that in the interest of the environment and climate change, they couldn't be encouraging trucks to move quicker and faster, that actually we need to get everything off trucks. So they have now put the kibosh on the widening of the 19-mile stretch of the 710 freeway. That was the unanimous decision of the LA County Supervisors and LA Metro Board. We are no longer going to widen the freeway, announced Janice Han, LA Metro board member and Los Angeles County Supervisor. We're no longer going to wipe out homes and neighborhoods for a freeway project. They were going to have to knock down homes and some businesses. So the cities that were along the road had opposed it. But also, these cities, along with environmental justice groups, pointed to populations dominated by people of color receiving the burden of diesel pollution from trucks on the freeway and nearby roadways. Exactly. So the way to reduce that pollution is to make the trucks not idle on the road, not sit in traffic jams. So what have they done? They have ensured that the trucks are going to sit, and as those coastal beaches or ports get busier and busier, and they're going to get busier and busier because, you know, all that stuff's coming from China and it's going to keep coming, and they're going to get busier and busier, and the air is going to get dirtier and dirtier. So, yeah, the thinking is that zero emission trucks are just going to appear and take over from all the diesel trucks, that magical rainbows are going to appear and clean up the air, and there's going to be no pollution. But of course there is. The zero emission trucks will never happen. If they do, it'll be 50 years because there's no charging stations. There's no way that they could ever have enough to cater for the number of trucks that are running in and out of those ports and running across America every day. So in the idea of, you know, they talk about environmental justice, it's actually an environmental fantasy. So people are going to die from particulate matter. They're going to die from respiratory diseases in the name of environmental justice. But actually, it's in the name of fantasy. You know, the rich white people who live in West LA and in Brentwood and in Westwood and in Beverly Hills, who are behind this, will not be dying. The poor, the impoverished, and people of color who live by Long Beach will pay the price for their environmental fantasy. They won't have to pay the penalty up in Beverly Hills. They'll get their coastal breezes that'll clear the air. But down there, But you know what? You're going to suffer in a good cause, so you should feel grateful, really. Okay, let's go over now to the interview with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He needs no introduction. He's the sheriff who put people, I think, in pink underwear in prison. He's the sheriff who cracked down on immigration before it was fashionable. He's the sheriff who refused to cooperate with the Department of Justice, I think it was, and he got indicted on some phony contempt of court charge and was then pardoned by President Trump. Anyway, let's go over now to that interview with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and let's hear what he's up to and what his plans are for the next stage of his very, very eventful life. Let's go to that interview now. Well, we're very happy to be joined by Sheriff Joe Arpaio now to the Alan Phelan Scoop. Welcome to the show, Sheriff.
Thank you.
So, there's a lot of things I would like to talk to you about, some of them old stories, some of them new stories, but all new stories are old stories. I mean, at the moment, the border is a big story. I was just looking at CNN there. It's one of the top four reasons people will vote in the midterms, one of the top four issues. You've been talking about the border for as long as I can remember. What's the story with the border? And do you ever get tired of talking about it? Do you ever think no one's listening, or are you confident that eventually people will catch up?
Listen, I've been sheriff for 24 years, took office 1993, did okay. Mm-hmm. Here comes 2006, became a big issue, illegal immigration. So I decided to take it on. We had two laws passed, state laws, human smuggling, and employer sanction. The head of the ICE came to see me, and we signed an agreement between both agencies where I would allow them into the jail and check everybody coming in that's been arrested. Also, I went one step further. To do that, I want authority to lock up illegals on the streets. They gave it to me. And I took full advantage, had 150 of my officers trained 6 months by ICE and start locking up illegal immigrants. I believe that we, a local agency, arrested more than any agency in the country. They got me in a lot of trouble, but I was following the law and did what I felt was right to stop the illegal immigration, not only at the border, but in the interior of the United States. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize in my 58 years of law enforcement, I broke it down. I have like at least 28 years as a top federal official in Mexico, South America, and as sheriff, enforcing the illegal immigration laws and the drug laws. So I kept doing it. And then here comes Obama and Biden, and they went after me. Years to get me on a contempt of court, biased federal judge, George Soros, everybody, Perkins Coie, I can go on and on, went after me because of the illegal immigration enforcement.
Yeah, in fact, a bit like what I was saying there, everything new is old again, or everything old is new again. I mean, I believe you had a very interesting encounter with one of the lawyers who went after you. Was in the news recently. Tell us about that.
Burlington, whatever that national name is, they all went after me.
But and that's the Clinton. That's the Clinton law firm that was where the partner was charged recently with lying to the FBI. Isn't that correct?
Well, the law firm that went after me, one of them, Perkins Coie, is the one that delivered the money to Hillary. They're the ones that also picked up a certain fake document. Obama's document to Hawaii and brought it back to the White House. They're the same ones that try to get rid of my pardon. Mm-hmm. And as I say, they've been after me, but that's okay. It took the Obama, Biden, and the biased federal judge 8 years to get me. In fact, I'm proud of the fact that when they took office, I was their top target in 100 days in office. A little sheriff, they went after as one of the top targets. And they had no evidence. They even admitted they read about it in the paper. And 8 years they've been going after me. 8 years. And they finally got me 2016.
And it was a contempt charge, which is kind of the charge that it's a bit like lying to the FBI. They don't get you in any offense, but they ask you enough questions until they catch you out on something, really.
That wasn't lying. They said I disobeyed a judge's order by continuing enforcing the illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Charge is a contempt of court. To just say appellate courts don't even know what I was charged with.
Yeah.
And it's the same as a dog bite.
Yeah.
Same penalty. But just by chance, after the judge found me guilty of contempt, protecting the other judge that filed a civil suit against me, pardoned me a week before I was going to be sentenced. I didn't ask the president, by the way, not this one, who I know also. I'm talking about the real president. His name happens to be Trump. Pardoned me a week before the sentencing. Now, that federal judge is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Said the sentencing would be at 4 o'clock on a Friday, knowing that I would be shackled for the whole world to see, booked me into the federal prison. But Trump happened to pardon me a week before, so mm-hmm. they didn't have their glory.
Very good.
I'm telling you how the criminal justice is. It's going on today.
Yes.
It's not fair. A lot of it's politics, including mm-hmm. Republicans. Republicans.
And Republicans doing what? In what way?
Some Republicans have their agenda too, you know. Now, I'm very happy that the president has some Republicans that are supporting him. That's mm-hmm. But do you really think they're supporting him because they like him? My love for the president comes from the heart, not the political mind. So he's high up in the polls. I hope he stays there because maybe more people, I'm talking about Republicans, will get on board, at least for political reasons. So I thank them, but I don't think they have love for President Trump. Many of them don't. I hate to say that, but I think everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's they've been dragged kicking and screaming to the Trump train. They're reluctant. In many ways, they're reluctant Trump supporters, but they're not actually averse to taking advantage of the Trump movement for their own goods. But you're correct. Their love for Trump is transactional and doesn't come from the heart. You were pardoned. You say you didn't ask for the pardon, but you got one.
Yeah. Well, you knew it was a hatchet job.
Yes.
In fact, it was his first pardon. I'm pretty proud of that. It's a little misdemeanor, contempt of court. I didn't go to jail, nothing. But the fix was in. I hate to say that. Mm-hmm. But remember, I was a federal official for 27 years. I was a director of Mexico, South America, Turkey, the Middle East. I can go on and on my other life that nobody talks about. It's always the sheriff, the pink underwear, tent city. I can go on and on. 24 years as sheriff. So I'm not surrendered. I'm having a birthday party. I'm not. I didn't want it, but there is. And I'll tell you why I'm going to get some media. Two reasons. Everybody knows me around the universe. The other reason is I hit 9-0. You know what 9-0 is?
Wow.
90.
That's a big birthday.
Yeah. More to come. It was
well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You've seen a lot.
It's on Flag Day, the same day as Trump. And by coincidence, Trump pardoned me on the same day as my wife's birthday. 63 years, she just passed away. And Trump's mm-hmm. called my wife several times
mm-hmm.
to see how she's doing. So I have a very, very interesting career, believe me.
Yeah. I mean, you're very correct that the justice system has become politicized. I mean, so many of these cases now going on in D.C. and even New York, the prosecution of the Trump accountants and the Trump lawyers even in his businesses and also in DC. I mean, those are completely political. They go against every definition of the word justice. And sometimes you wonder how these lawyers can sleep at night, that they're persecuting people, almost peripheral people to Trump, to try and get at him, people who have maybe have worked in his business and have no real political role. Would you agree that that's what's happening there with his businesses in New York?
To go after him and the businesses?
Yes, for political reasons.
Of course. I own businesses. And I've been around a long time. I work corruption in New York, Chicago, around the world. I know corrupt officials when I see it. I'm not going to get into the birth certificate. Everybody tells me, all the Republicans, for the several years, don't talk about the birth certificate. Why not talk about it? Everybody's covered that up. Now, Trump says there's big cover-ups in the government. I have the best or the worst. That is the biggest cover-up in history. I guarantee you, that is the most phony document ever produced. And nobody, maybe you're going to hang up on me.
No.
I know Fox has hung up on me because I talked about it. Okay? I'm just doing my job. The Tea Party came to me. Sheriff, you're the only one left. Please investigate the birth certificate. And I'm not stupid, being a federal guy. I'm going to investigate the president. It took me 2 hours to say yes. 2 hours. I could have said, go to the FBI. I'll study it. You know, I took it on. And I never, never said where he is born. I don't care where he is born. He could be on Mars. I'm talking about a fake government document, period. I'll go to my grave on that issue. Fake government document. That is a fake, probably the worst government document. And here I am locking up about 250,000 illegals.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority have fake government documents, Social Security, driver's license. They get arrested. They get deported. They get charged. And we have a president that has probably the biggest fake document there is, and he gets a pass. He gets a pass. And I'm not going to get into all the detail. Read my book. You'll see why it's proven that that's fake.
Well, just remind people of the name of your book. There are people who haven't read it or would like to buy it. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, An American Legend. Okay, well, people should buy that. So you're 90 now. What's your next career? You've been in the federal government, you've been a sheriff, you've had a few businesses. What's the next chapter then? Obviously, you've got a lot more to give.
I'm running for mayor. Mayor of Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to Trump again, I'm not giving him advice. And if I ever do, I never cop out to it. I'm not one of these guys, politicians, that go see him. And I met him a few times in private. You come out, everybody says, what did you say? You know what I say? Go see him. I'm not going to brag about what we talked about. But I'll tell you one thing we have to do. Not because I'm running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Because mayors are destroying this country. Not just senators, representatives, governors. The mayors run these cities. Look at Chicago, Seattle, Baltimore. Destroying our cities, and nobody really zeroes in on mayors.
Yeah, and DAs.
I guarantee you, everybody's going to know what a mayor does. And if I can't get it done, I just go to the media.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done that way.
And what do you want to do in Fountain Hills? And what are you standing on?
Well, it's a small town. It's about 25,000 plus. They have snowbirds. I live here 23 years, came here because we were the top law enforcement. The sheriff runs the law enforcement in this town. Great town, my hometown. And a few things I want to do. One thing I want to do is audit when I get in. I want to support the private businesses, increase tourism, fight the illegal and drug traffic at a top priority, bring the posse back, my volunteers, 3,000 I had when I was sheriff. A lot of things I'm going to do.
Do you think President Trump should run in the next election?
Yes. And I'll tell you why he's going to run. It's just my observation. Mm-hmm. Not that he deserves a run, not that he will not continue to be a great president, but even with all the heat, I know he's a fighter. Mm-hmm. Not that he used the word ego, but his character will make him run because he doesn't surrender. And we need him back because of what's going on in this country. I hope everybody enjoys their gas tanks. I can go on and on.
Yes. Well, do you think he'll win? Do you think he'll win the Republican primary? And do you think he'll win the election?
Well, I campaigned for him. In fact, I was the only one in 2015, his first rally here, that took the stage. Mm-hmm. And made a couple of promises and said, you're going to be our next president. I was right.
Yes, you were.
Another prediction, okay? He's going to be the next president again. That's my prediction.
You don't think Governor DeSantis will beat him in the primary?
I endorsed DeSantis when he ran for Congress with the big picture and all that. Of course, sometimes these politicians forget when I endorse people. I just endorsed 16 across the nation. Mm-hmm. They keep calling me. Now, here locally, I have a little problem with certain the establishment. Mm-hmm. So I think the president, I always call him president. He's still the president, keeps his title. And I still think that if he runs, he's going to win. Well, you think Biden or some Democrat can beat him? He beat Hillary.
He did, indeed.
He beat another Democrat.
Very good. Well, that's a bold prediction. And I suppose it would take a bold man to predict against Trump. I mean, he has definitely bucked the establishment on almost every occasion that he stood. And it's going to be a very interesting. You think he will stand again?
That he will run?
Yes.
Yeah, my gut tells him because of his character. He doesn't like to lose, and he wants to defend our country, what's right. And it's been great when he was there 4 years.
I have to say it was very enjoyable when he was here.
So why does he come back? Well, come on back. Give it another shot. If you lose, you lose.
But okay. Lose. So you're having a birthday party. Where's the birthday party going to be?
It's going to be in my hometown. Right. And the place that I'm having it is owned by the town. And I'm running against the mayor who really, that's her building.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear.
It's at the community center. And I have some interesting people that I hear. I'm not really running it. Somebody else is. Mm-hmm. So I'm the target. A lot of people said, you're crazy. Why are you having a birthday party? You're 90 years old. Am I supposed to hide that? I'm not going to hide it. I'll gun most of the people around here.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm, as you probably hear from my accent, I'm not from around these parts.
I'm not going to put you where you're from. I'd be racial profiling.
That's correct. Well, I'm not from around these parts, but one of the great things about America is that age doesn't matter, actually. People say America's this youth-obsessed country. I mean, you have politicians in their 70s and 80s and 90s, and no one mentions their age, and no one ever says, and even you've got TV personalities, a lot of the people on TV are in their 70s. I mean, Chris Wallace, you know, who's the Fox News.
Father or the son?
The son. Chris, is it Chris? Yeah, Chris Wallace, the one who got fired there by CNN Plus. I mean, he's in his 70s, and they're all talking about his next step after CNN Plus. And it's like, in Europe, he would be retired 10 years at this stage. You know, America's just that different place where there's no suggestion that someone in their 70s should be retiring. It's just not talked about.
My mother and father came here from Italy, leaving. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Father died of cancer at 74. My mother gave her life for me, refusing abortion. So she must have my genes. If I tell you, in 90 years, I never spent a night in a hospital.
Wow.
Think of that. Except one time when I fell, the security dumped me in for one night observation. How about that? Somebody's looking out for me.
Somebody's looking out for you.
5 years old, never spent a night other than that observation in the hospital. So they want to call me old, call me whatever they want. They call me the top racist. in the country. Wow. I'm the top racist. Okay. I have a black grandkid and a Mexican grandkid. I walked a black bee for 4 years in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. many years ago when I got out of the Army. I love the foreign people. I know you're from somewhere else. I love the foreign people. They made this country great.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, they tried that. They tried that with Trump, too. They called him anti-Semitic, and he's got more Jewish family than most, you know. He's got a, I mean, you know, this is I live in Los Angeles. They called Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy. So that's quite a trick.
So what do they call me? I'm Italian, American, the Italian stallion. What do they want to call me? They call me a lot of bad names, you know.
Yes, I know that.
They call Italians. Think of that. Yes. But use one word which these professional people should never use because it sets a poor example with the kids to watch the movie stars and their athletes. Be ambassadors. Don't use that word. Yeah. Oh, we only do it among ourselves. Yeah, everybody's watching you.
Yeah.
I wish they would do that. Become positive and do something for our country and our kids instead of all these Mickey Mouse games that are played.
Yeah, well, on that note, Sheriff Arpaio, thank you very much for coming on the show. I hope you have a happy birthday, and I hope you have an interesting election. I don't think we're allowed to promote candidates of one or the other. I hope you have an interesting and exciting election coming up. And thank you very much again for being on the show. Bye.
Thank you for having me.
I mean that. America, you know, you hear so much about America being land of the young and land of, you know, old people. No country for old men. America is the only country in the world for old men, as far as I can see. Old men and women. Just ask Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, Chris Wallace. You know, this is a great country for old men and for old women and for old people everywhere. I'm talking of old men, actually talking of young men. How much do you think a lifeguard in Los Angeles should be paid every year? $100,000? $120,000? What about the head lifeguard? $150,000? $60,000? I don't know. Anyway, the top lifeguard in LA gets paid $500,000. And they wonder why people are leaving LA. Let's put that story up. Yep, there it is. $500,000. As I say, you could actually, this podcast could just be one crazy California story to the next. This is why we could do a full podcast on all our friends who have left red states, blue states, and gone to red states, because leftism destroys everything. It even managed to destroy the beautiful state of California. That's quite an achievement. So listen, next week it'll be me and Anne together again, and we'll have a longer and fuller podcast. We have got a very interesting interview next week. The connection between Johnny Depp and Clarence Thomas. I think you'll love that one. So thank you. All the best. Bye.